Major pieces of President Biden's ambitious domestic agenda are at risk tonight amid infighting among members of his own Democratic Party. Hanging in the balance, the bipartisan infrastructure bill and his $3.5 trillion spending package to address health care, child care, the environment, and more. The president spoke about the status of negotiations earlier today.
We're at this stalemate at the moment, and we're going to have to get these two pieces of legislation passed. Both need to be passed.
And Amna Nawaz joins me now. So, Amna, what? Tell us more about this stalemate the president's referring to.
Judy, it's a big acknowledgement from the president, but he's sort of been building his language towards this, and it is very descriptive and indicative of where they are right now. You're talking about two major bills, both central to the president's economic agenda, that $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, the larger $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. They are locked up in an intra-Democratic Party battle right now. So we know, of course, centrists want that bipartisan bill to move forward through first alone. It's already passed the Senate. They have some sticker shock when it comes to the reconciliation bill. And progressives want both tracked moving through together. They've even threatened to tank the infrastructure bill if they don't move through together. So, look, President Biden, we know this week has been working to unite both sides, figure out where the common ground is. His language today is very reflective of where they are right now. He ended with that little bit of hope and optimism. They both need to be passed. It's not clear where the common ground is moving forward.
So given all that, where does it go from here?
So here's where we are today. You've got the leader of the House Congressional, or the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Pramila Jayapal, basically doubling down and saying we are not going to leave behind the things that we fought so hard for, child care and education and climate and so on, the human infrastructure bill. And she had some tough words for those moderate centrists, for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, saying you drafted the infrastructure bill without input from us. We've drafted the reconciliation bill. You now need to come along. Now, Senator Manchin has said this week that President Biden asked him for a number. He said, tell me what you'd support. What would it take to get your support on this bill? Please just continue to work on this. That's where we could see some agreement, if they can come to some kind of compromise on the number. But the House, meanwhile, is going to continue to work through the weekend. Speaker Pelosi's office today told us the Budget Committee is going to continue to mark up that reconciliation bill tomorrow, then goes to the Rules Committee. A source in her office says they are very much moving forward. But in her latest letter to her Democratic colleagues, she did have some careful language. She said, as negotiations continue, there may be changes. So maybe bracing some members of her caucus that some of the details or the contours of the bill could change. It does end with a plan, though. Speaker Pelosi announced she does plan to move forward next week with two bills, both infrastructure and reconciliation. And we should say she pledged to bring the infrastructure bill to a vote on Monday, when, by the way, Judy, the Senate is also likely voting on continuing government funding and raising the debt ceiling. So just all of the things happening on Monday.
All of it's happening all at one time, and we will see what happens. It is going to be a full weekend.
We will see.
Amna Nawaz, thanks very much.
Thanks, Judy.